Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. Oh, what does that mean? Well, probably means what the Trends Journal cover is. Here it is. Israel war plus Ukraine war equals nuclear war. Unite for peace, a dime in war. And that's where we are. This thing is escalating beyond the beyond in the Israel war, what they did with the pager attack. Now it's about almost 1,000 Palestinians, who cares? Lebanese, who cares? They don't care. Palestinian lives don't matter, and neither do Lebanese, because it's not in the major news anymore when you go to CNN and the other ones. The hurricane's coming. Whoo! Yeah, so Israel's ramping up this war big time, and we're on the verge of nuclear annihilation. And it's the Samson option, S-A-M-S-O-N. Look it up. If Israel loses, they go nuclear. And the United States is ramping up the war with Ukraine. I tell you what a freak show this country's turned into. They got this arrogant little boy over there in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, signing, putting his name on a whole. With that. These are the fucking shitheads running the country. Hey, scumbag, go over there and fight. Oh, this was the headline from ABC in Philadelphia. ABC. A bunch of crap. ABC. A bunch of crap. Anton, Pennsylvania. Governor Josh Shapiro warmed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the Commonwealth, Sunday. Commonwealth. It's a fucking state over. Oh, it's a Commonwealth. Excuse me. Where the two leaders signed a pact between state and the Ukraine province of Zaporizhia, where the fucking name is. What the fuck are you? Where is this fucking place? What's this agreement you're signing? Oh, I'm the governor. Get back into your house. COVID's going to get you. I'll tell you what to do. Quote, this is from Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro crap spewing out of his mouth. Pennsylvania is the birthplace of American freedom. And I'm stealing it from you. No, he didn't say that, but that's their axe. And our Commonwealth proudly stands with the people of Ukraine as they fight for freedom against naked aggression. Who the fuck are you to speak for everybody? Who the fuck are you? Oh, here. As I feel about it. Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politician. And of course, you go to Trends Journal and you get these T-shirts. So the scumbag goes on to say, naked aggression. Maybe you're too fucking stupid to read the Trends Journal going back to 2014, when there's a big article in here by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych. Washington is driving the world to the final war. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. These are only details. You don't want to know about those. And sign an agreement with Zaporizhia, blah, 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 that will strengthen both states. Who the fuck are you talking to, strengthen both states? And force the collaboration. What force the collaboration? For years to come. come? Where are you coming? You got coming and going. Pennsylvania looks forward to building a close relationship with Zaporizhzhia Wishiwashiwashi as we continue to stand on the side of freedom. This is the fucking bullshit. The agreement aims to leverage the strength of both regions and support the region's efforts to rebuild after the war, while providing Pennsylvania businesses with the opportunity to participate in the reconstruction through the Department of Community and Economic Development. Today is an exciting day for Zaporizhzhia, Wishiwashiwashi, and Pennsylvania, said DCE Secretary Rick Seiger, Dick Seiger. Quote, this agreement will help support future economic revitalization of Ukraine while boosting our economy and creating jobs for Pennsylvania. Building fucking weapons and bragging about it, and it'll do nothing to boost their economy. It's going to bring it down. They're going to lose the war. And to show you that why I call it ABC, a bunch of crap, it's great. It gives Scranton a nice atmosphere. I should say people should be honored that he's here, meaning Zelensky. It's great that someone like him comes here, said Ron Kitless from Scranton. Not one article in here about people saying we have no right to be in this war. We're stealing our money. This shit's been going on for thousands of years. And this Josh Shapiro speaking about Pennsylvania, the birthplace of American freedom. How about reading A Man of Freedom, the Fourth of Freedom, George Washington's farewell address? Is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world? You prick. Observe good faith and justice through all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. The nation which indulges toward another in habitual hatred or an habitual fondness is in some degree a slave. Yep, and that's all we are. Plantation workers of Slavelandia. We are on the verge of nuclear war. I got to tell you, Scott Ritter is doing everything he can. Judge Napolitano, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parapil, Joe Lauria, they're going to be speakers here this Saturday up in Kingston, New York at the Four Corners of Freedom. We're going to be streaming this, of course, as well. But we want you here. We got to get enough people here to close down the streets to make the news. We have maniacs in charge and little gutless scumbags like this guy. Imagine signing a fucking howitzer shell and being proud of it to kill people with. This isn't what our country was founded upon. This is an atrocity. And he's not condemned, but people for peace are. Anyway, your new Trends Journal is coming out very soon. Hey, see where gold prices are? That's it. $2,656 per ounce. And what was one of our top trend forecasts that came out on January 2nd? A golden year for gold. We are the only magazine in the world that said this. Other people said it was going to be strong for gold. Peter Schiff, he's a great guy. The only magazine. This is just the beginning. And what we're talking about that no one else is, or very few, are the geopolitical unrest going on. And this war is expanding. And gold is the number one safe haven asset in times of socioeconomic and geopolitical instability, which we have front and center, right in front of us. So, gold's going to have a downturn. By the way, it hit as high as $2,664 an ounce today. Again, it's up over $600 an ounce since we made that forecast. So that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We give you history before it happens for the grand total of $2.56 a week. So if you bought the Trends Journal, you bought 1 ounce of gold, you'd be way ahead. Anyway, we don't give financial advice. The Dow is up 83 points, S&P 0.25, NASDAQ 0.56. Not a lot. And now the new polls are coming out. And contrary to what we're forecasting, it's neck and neck now between Harris and Trump. We still say Harris is going to win. But as I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. Harris goes down in the polls, war ramps up, gets the people's mind off everything. Latest surveys coming out is that consumer confidence is dragging down. And as we detail very greatly in your Trends Journal, in our economic update, bad news coming out of Germany, the third largest economy in the world. Bad news coming out of France. Bad news. Oh, China is going to stimulate their economy. You know what that is?
Bullshit detected. Take precaution.
You got it. The markets may hit a big downturn. And as we had forecast, it's right there in our July 27th trend alert. The Trends Journal had forecast that Joe Biden would step down and Kamala Harris would run for president in 2024. We said this, by the way, in 2022. And we now forecast, minus a wild card such as stock market crash, Harris will beat Trump in the race for the White House. So there you got it. The wild card. The wild card is the economy. And as that old saying goes that they used during the Clinton campaign, and again, this is what I wrote about and had a T-shirt when Bill Clinton was running, 1992. Beware, Slick Willie. And that's exactly what happened. Is Slick Willie was up every girl's thing he could stick it under. It's the economy, stupid. That was their slogan because the 1987 stock market crash hit and still things hadn't recovered. It's the economy. This economy goes down, the markets go down, Trump goes up. And again, we call it only not the way we like it, want it, wish it. I don't want either of them. Only as we see it with trend forecasters. U.S. companies jump back into the bond market. Will Fed cut rates to help Harris campaign? All this is in your Trends Journal. Housing market, sales down, prices up in August. Tech worker bust. Yeah. And then they have an article that came out. CEOs say remote work is ending. We wrote, don't bet on it. It ain't ending. You look at the data, you're looking at almost 25% office vacancy rate in the major cities of the United States. So this thing, again, what no one's talking about is the failures that are going to be on office loans, which are looking at about $4 trillion worth over the next 2 years and 4 months of commercial real estate loans coming. So there's going to be defaults on these loans. When they default on the loans, the banks are going to go bust. We are looking at the worst of the worst in terms of geopolitical and economic crisis in the near future. And then again, making bad situations very worse, that Israel war keeps ramping up. And we have a whole section, again, on the Israel war. And UN General Assembly adopts resolution calling on Israel to end the illegal occupation of Palestinian territories. Again, this is in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. They keep attacking, stealing, robbing, killing. They've killed about 700 Palestinians in the West Bank since the Gaza war began when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th of last year. It's Palestinian land. Stop this bullshit line settlements. It's bullshit.
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
Yeah. But American media doesn't talk about it. And then there's, we put out that clip in there, the moral army that they call it, throwing these Palestinians off the building. They're either dead or wounded or just being killed. This is genocide in front of everybody's eyes. And it's going to keep continuing to escalate unless we stop it. And it's up to we the people. Not these little, you think Shapiro's going to do anything to stop it? Little Lindsey Graham? Not one. They're all war hawks. Yep. Netanyahu mulls plan to remove all Palestinians from northern Gaza. Yep, more ethnic cleansing. And again, trends in technocracy. You got to see this. Yep. You got to read these articles because these are by Joe Duran. This is just one of his books, The Declining Humans, AI. This technocracy is real stuff. And it's taking a real toll. Trends in cryptos and more trends in geopolitics, presidential reality show trends, trends I views, trends in high tech science, trends in AI. You know, again, we're giving you what no magazine has given you. You support us, we're supporting you. Again, you subscribe to the Trends Journal. If you did it in January, and again, we don't tell you what to do. You bought 1 ounce of gold, you would have made $600. And going back to what Israel is doing, the world is getting against us. Even a warmonger CIA former head, Leon Panetta, came out on Sunday in an interview on the mainstream media, CBS News on Sunday. He talked about Israel's pager attack, the explosions. He said, I don't think there is any question that this is a form of terrorism. He accused Israel of terrorism. A guy that supported Israel, supported Israel, supported Israel as a CIA. This is going to continue to escalate. If we don't stop war, it's going to be annihilation. We have maniacs, demonic people in charge. This is a tactic that has repercussions, he said, and we really don't know what those repercussions are going to be. The forces of war are largely in control right now. Isn't that nice? Don't you love having the forces of war in control? Forces of war? Forces of arrogant little fucking madmen, demonic evil people. What religion do you believe in? Oh, Moses came down with the Ten Commandments. What, did he drop the one that says, thou shalt not kill? And all you so-called evangelical peoples out there, call yourself Christians? Christ doesn't believe in this. It's the opposite. But again, just as that Shapiro signed his name on a howitzer show, it shows you how sick-minded the politicians running this world are, in most of the world. So please come here this Saturday, starting at 2 p.m., the Four Corners of Freedom, Crown and John Street. And you go to Occupy Peace for more information, OccupyPeace.com, and please donate money. If the billionaires donated $1 billion, what is it? They're worth, these guys worth $130 billion, $120 billion? 20 billion, 15 billion. If you gave a billion, we'd have peace. We need your money. We need your help. We need your support. And if you want history before it happens, you need the Trends Journal. Thanks for tuning in. And tomorrow, Salenti and the judge. Yep. And again, Judge Napolitano will be here, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Joe Loria, Anya Parampil, and others. So see you then. Thank you.